We're joined now by Knoxville boys soccer coach Dylan Mick on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Dylan, good to talk to you again.
Good to be back with you, DC.
Well, let's talk about last couple of weeks. Pretty successful. I know a couple of weeks ago you were out here. I attended a match. It was like on a Thursday or Friday night. You said, hey, next week, let's go undefeated. You went undefeated, which was last week as we're talking. And this past week, also pretty good on the record. So, pretty nice last couple of weeks since we talked.
Absolutely. We had that loss to Oskaloosa in our third match, and since then, one tie and nine victories. I mean, we're playing kind of the way we want to play, especially, we've been battling some injuries. We haven't, I would say, of our 13 games we've played, only four of them we've had our full, as planned, starting 11. But we've played, really good soccer, especially last week, Riley stepping in for Carson in goal. And to go undefeated with your backup keeper in net it's a huge confidence boost for the guys playing in the field. It makes them feel like they're doing stuff right. And to their credit, they are. They're sticking to game plans. They're winning balls. They're getting shots on frame and finishing their opportunities. And so stuff's really kind of gone our way these last five games for sure.
We may or may not have talked about Riley the last time, but we just witnessed him signing with Grandview, going on to further his career. You went 3-0-1, I believe, when Carson was out. It almost is like you've got two starting goalies in the pipe that you can just put them out there, and they're going to win a game for you or be that stopper in the back there.
Absolutely, and that's really a credit to how hard both of them work. And when Carson got hurt, he immediately switched into kind of coach mode. He's coaching Riley and Quentin, our JV keeper, and kind of helping them be as sharp as they can so that they're, they're disciplined, they're ready to go when they have to step in. And then real credit to Max and Drake and Jaden in the back. Those guys, the second that they're called on, they've done a great job of taking pressure off of Riley, who's stepping in for an all-state goalkeeper is not a low pressure situation. But when those three do such a great job of limiting the other team's shots, that just makes it, that lifts the load for Riley a little bit, where he's only got to be sharp one or two times a game. Whereas, if teams view a backup keeper, they're going to try to make him a pincushion, get as many shots at him as possible. But those guys are just not letting teams have opportunities, and Riley's stepping up and making the most of his opportunities to stop shots when they do come through.
A match that this week comes to mind is Sheraton. I think you guys were very disappointed in coming out of there first time with a tie. You come in, and I could just see the guys were laser focused on this team's not going to do anything against us, and mission accomplished. 4-0, and I think you got let them have two shots at most in that game.
Absolutely. That was, after that tie, that was kind of a light bulb coming on moment that, hey, we've got to take everybody seriously and come out with a little bit of fire. And really, we had the build up where we played Newton and Albia and Bondurant, and those were three solid wins for us. But, they were talking about how the guys felt that Sheraton got lucky to escape us with a tie. We had that penalty kick right at the end of regulation the first time that their keeper made a great save on. And I think that kind of hung over Ezra's head for 10 days, because our first goal, he told me he was praying for the opportunity to take another penalty against him, and he stepped up. And as soon as he put that thing in, I think we kind of felt like we were off to the races, because after that, we peppered the net quite a bit. And that was a team that they hadn't given up more than one goal in a game pretty much all year. So for us to come out and shut them out and also score four goals, that was a huge confidence boost for us.
Talking to Dylan Mick, Knoxville boys soccer coach on KNIA KRLS on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. As you look ahead, what are you looking forward to most with this team? I know you got a match coming up against Clark on Monday, and then you got Pella and waiting in the wings near the end of the season. What are some things you're looking forward to seeing this team accomplish before Substate kicks in?
well, we want to take care of business and get those two wins as far as on Monday of next week and then next Friday, but really lock in, really, and focus on playing our style, playing the right way, making the most of our opportunities, and closing out the season with, you know, two more victories, one against, I mean, you know, that's a solid Pella squad. Clark's record isn't real pretty, but just watching them on film, they do some good stuff. So taking our opponents seriously, you know, Clark will be senior night. We're going to get – everybody's going to – all of the seniors are going to get a run on Monday night. But, you know, each guy that steps on the field is expected to play the right way and play our style and keep kind of developing and getting into our groove so that when postseason comes around, those pairings I think are supposed to come out next Wednesday. And, you know, hopefully if things fall our way, we get a one or a two seed, get to play at least once at home, and then hopefully kind of get that road to state paved the way that we want it for sure.
As far as the pairings, you know, you don't know, and I'm not going to ask you to speculate, but what are you hopeful for, you know, when you see them come out next week?
We're hoping, you know, the rankings committee, we kind of – just looking at power rankings using Bound, they have a pretty good system as far as, you know, who they do in all classes power rankings and kind of where we fall. You sort by the power rankings, sort us into 2A. We're right on the fringe of that. We were 11 before last night. I don't know if we'll have moved up or down at all, but hopefully kind of after this week, if we can crack into that top 10, then we would kind of be one of the highest two seeds. If we're in the top 10, maybe not top 8. And get one of those. They'd be a one seed, but you know, the kind of in theory, the lower one seed, avoid playing one of those top four teams, and really have kind of a chance to play a team that's similar quality, similar style to us, and have a real shot at state. That's what we're hoping for. So,
all right, looking forward to it. Good luck to you next week, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Derek.
That's Dylan Mick, Knoxville boys soccer coach, on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA.